Mission Network News, 1 minute version, Monday, February 1st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. Iraqi Christians voted this weekend in the hopes a new government would bring stability for them. Open Doors Ministries' Jerry Dykstra says many hope they'll be represented in drafting the new constitution. Whatever the outcome, though, their teams are in place and have no plans to be threatened underground. They continue to deliver Bibles and other evangelical literature throughout the country. And Worldwide Christian School's Dale Dielman says they're trying to be part of the solution in crisis-riddled Africa. They're on the ground with partners to rebuild the schools torn apart by war and disease. In many cases, the schools double as community centers. It's no secret the schools are operating from a Christian worldview. In many cases, the government's overlooked that point, and ministry happens. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. MNN offers a church bulletin insert subscription. Go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on the bulletin to subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.